Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic, and it's currently 55 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this morning here on the station where your friends are. By your independent insurance agent in Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, one person suffered possible neck injuries during a collision between a pickup truck and a car Monday afternoon here in Atlantic. According to police, 80-year-old Lester Duarte of Cumberland was transported to the Cass County Hospital after the car he was driving was rear-ended by a pickup on Southwest 7th Street. Duarte was making a turn into a business drive from southbound 7th just after 2 p.m. when his 2007 Chevy Cobalt was hit from behind by a 1997 Ford pickup driven by 25-year-old Dustin Applegate of Oakland. The collision caused the car to spin around before it came to rest facing northbound. Authorities say Applegate was cited for failure to reduce speed and maintain control. Damage from the crash amounted to about $6,000. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Authorities in Red Oak say a 15-year-old was arrested early this morning on an assault charge. According to Red Oak Police, Dallas Brady Myers of Red Oak was taken into custody just before 1 a.m. at a residence on Reed Street. Myers was charged with simple assault and released to the custody of his parent. Three people were arrested in Atlantic Saturday. According to the Atlantic Police Department, 23-year-old Kara Larson of Atlantic was arrested for fourth-degree criminal mischief. 20-year-old Jesse Luft of Villisca was arrested on a charge of simple assault. And 27-year-old Devin Pritchett of Atlantic was arrested for second offense OWI. All three suspects were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors Monday evening approved various summer recreation programs, the opening of Sunnyside Park facilities and streets, and the City Park restrooms, along with Sunday concerts at the Sunnyside Bandshell. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said visitors to the Schulberg Quarry recreation area will soon notice over a dozen new benches along the trails surrounding the Schulberg Lakes. The benches were first proposed by Atlantic Eagle Scout Casey Enan during the board's meeting last month. At the time, Enan said he would try to get sponsors for the 13 benches who would pay $120 each, and Herring says it didn't take long for Enan to meet his goal.
All the benches were sold in a matter of about 48 hours. We've got basically 13 benches out there spoken for of the Eagle Scout project. We'll have four log benches out there that will get made here shortly, and then there are already two manufactured benches that were already promised to Schulberg by the O'Brien family, and they have been installed and they're getting lots of use.
Herring said also that color-coded mileage charts will be published in the local paper and eventually on the city's Park and Rec's website and at the Schulberg area, indicating, depending on which end you start at and which loop you use, how far you will have walked on the trail.
What we did is we said there's three paths that they're going to do. They're going to either start from the east, they're going to start from the west. And so we put an east and a west legend together, and it's color-coded. So you start at the east. If you follow the green, that walks from the east parking lot to the Lake Number 1 trail and back. That's 1 mile. And then if you go blue, that's around the big lake. That's 1.2. And then if you go the red trail around the big lake to our Lake Number 1 trail, around that, and then back around the the big lake, that's 1.5.
He said mileage was computed by Snyder & Associates engineer using GPS or global positioning system, so they're very accurate. Herring said also that registration for the summer recreation program will begin in May. Some changes this year include the running of a SWTA bus to transport kids for the playground program. Children will be picked up from three different locations in Atlantic and taken to the Washington School between 9:15 a.m. and 9:30 a.m.
That would be at 5th and Mulberry. Then they would go to Cedar Park, and then they would also go to Sunnyside Park, and it would be the entrance at Mahogany and 10th, which is the stop sign at the Fairgrounds Sunnyside Park entrance, where the white brick entryway is there right by the tennis courts, not the corner of 10th and Sunnyside, because that's too busy of an intersection.
Parents will need to pick up their children when the program ends at 11:30 a.m. each day at the Nishtha Valley Family YMCA. The Parks Board voted to discontinue the special needs playground program this year after consulting with the city attorney, who cited liability and cost in his recommendation to end that program. And two Southwest Iowa restaurants are among the top 10 nominees for the Iowa Beef Industry Council and Iowa Cattlemen's Association's Iowa Best Burger Contest. The nominations were submitted by burger lovers from all over the state when they answered the question, who has Iowa's best burger? After counting the votes, the top 10 restaurants for 2012 are ready to move on to the next level, a selection of Iowa's best burger, which will be announced the first week of May. And among the nominees is the Farmer's Kitchen here in Atlantic and the Coon Bowl 3 in Coon Rapids. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
And in our funeral announcements, Shirley June Quirk, age 86, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Friday. Memorial services for Shirley Quirk will be today at 11 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Marlon J. Cohorst, age 54, of Arcadia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marlon Cohorst will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Arcadia, with the Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll in charge of arrangements. Ruby Olson, age 85, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruby Olson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lester Jorgensen, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lester Jorgensen will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carl Byland, age 82, of Avoca, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carl Byland will be Friday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Lee Jacobson, age 73, of Harlan, died February 20th in Harlingen, Texas. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobson will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lynn Dale Jonk, age 61, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday. That would be February 21st. Memorial services for Lynn Dale Jonk will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Gaylord Harris, age 83, of Greenfield, died Saturday. There are no services planned at this time for Gaylord Harris. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is assisting the family with the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. And in Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.